Hello, welcome back to Journal Entries. Before we dive into our final episode of Beyond Mom Mode, I have something special to share with you that could truly completely transform how you show up as a mom in 2025. You know those moments where you want to be present and playful with your kids, but your mind is racing with endless to-do list activities? Or you finally do get me time, but you end up scrolling your phone because you're too exhausted to do anything else? I've been there, and more importantly, I've helped so many moms break free from this cycle. My favorite compliment that I get from these women is that they've previously felt like their emotions or situation was too big to break down and to work through, but that my processes make them feel like it's possible and that they're supported through it. That's exactly why I started to create my coaching programs. And for the first time ever, I'm offering them at pre-sale prices, but only through December 13th. So whether you're ready to wake up and finally feel energized instead of dreading the day ahead, or parent from a calm, confident place, finally launch that business while being more present with your kids, transform from surviving to thriving in every area of your life, even bedtime routines to date nights, or get more out of life and feel fulfilled on a day-to-day basis, there is a perfect spot for you, either through my intimate one-on-one private coaching, where we will work through your specific challenges, or in my self-sabotage detox coaching experience. This is where you'll join other moms who are ready to get out of their own damn way. Or you can even book a free coaching call with me to go over your top saboteurs and actually work through them so that you stop self-sabotaging. The link to all of that is in the show notes. And here's the really exciting part. Don't forget about the $500 coaching credit giveaway. I'm giving away two of those. So if you haven't already, go back and complete the daily homework from all 5 days so that you can be entered to win one of the two $500 credits towards either of those programs by Sunday, December 8th. Now, let's dive into today's episode where I'm sharing exactly how to be that fun, present mom while still pursuing your dreams. Our final day inside Beyond Mom Mode. I first just want to quickly say thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about the belief that I can either be fully present with my kids and be that really involved mom, or pursue my dreams, but not both. This belief makes us wait. We wait until our kids are older, or until they go to bed, or until they stop fighting, or until we feel more inspired. We wait until something else happens to be our trigger to start doing the thing. If and when that time ever does come, how often do you actually do the thing you want to do? More times than not, we're too depleted to do anything. So we go back into our cozy comfort zone. If you're nodding along like, oh, she's calling me out. I'm the one, I go back on my couch and I doom scroll, or I turn on reality TV and catch up on Love is Blind, or I do whatever it is that you do. I want to tell you some things that are also true, because I've been there, I've done that, which is why I'm speaking from experience, because I also know these things. I know that your dreams and presence with your kids aren't in competition. You don't have to wait for something else to happen before you pursue your dreams. Right now is the perfect time to take action, even a teeny tiny action, because it's on your heart. You're thinking about it. You're desiring it, which means that it matters to you. Before you talk yourself out of it, I want you to envision it all working out. The homework question on day 3 this week was, what is it that you want to do? Somebody answered that she wanted to write a book. Before putting off that book any longer, I want you to just visualize finishing that book, how good it will all feel. Or maybe visualize unwrapping the final copy with your family. Maybe even having a local book signing. Somebody else answered that she wants to complete a half marathon in under 2 hours because she's done half marathons before in 2.5 hours. It sounds like she probably is already training or knows what she's going to do. So for her, I would suggest the action of mapping out the differences in the training that you'll need to do to go from a 2.5 hour race to under 2 hours. What will it take in terms of the actual runs that you do each day, or your nutrition, mindset rituals, support systems? Somebody else answered, I dream of painting again, learning to play the guitar, and maybe starting an online blog. For you, I would say pick one and go for it. I actually just saw somebody on Instagram recently doing plaster art. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but it looked so cool. And it's been on the back of my mind since I've seen it. I should take my own advice and make a list of the supplies that I need and then go to the store and get them and then pencil in the time to actually do it. Because I am busy, as we all are as moms. And if I don't pencil in the time, those supplies will sit somewhere in my house and I'll keep saying, oh, I need to do that. So pencil it in. Or maybe it's researching blog platforms to see where it is that you'd want to start typing, or jotting down topics that you'd love to write about, that you know if somebody asked you a question on that, you could go write a whole blog post on it without even having to think about it. The next thing, realize that when you are fulfilled as a mom, you show up as a more energized and playful and patient mom. Gifting yourself the time and energy to put towards your own passion fulfills you on a whole other level besides mom, so that when you come home or maybe come upstairs and you step into mom mode again, you are whole. Your kids benefit directly from seeing you pursue these goals because you are happier, calmer, more patient, energized, and they see what it looks like to go after what you want. I used to be partnered with Beachbody, and one of the partners used to strictly help moms with their fitness and their nutrition. And she used to say, change a mom, change a family. I believe that you will change your whole family by prioritizing you, because you are going to change and start showing up differently. I actually did a visualization once on why I'm doing what I'm doing as a journal expert and coaching moms. And what came to me was incredible. It was a vision of just one mom. And in this vision of me helping her, she saw her worth and she started experiencing more and she could feel her potential. She was happier, more decisive, and calmer. She had this like calm confidence about her. And that rippled into healthier habits of wanting intrinsically to move her body more. She started getting better sleep. She started making more nutritious choices, which then rippled into feeling better, so that when her kids came to her, I've envisioned like her kids coming home from school at this point, she was calmer and more patient and intentional with what she was saying to them and like how she was parenting and what she wanted to teach them. It was no more like autopilot parenting. It was like, no, I really want to instill these values into my kids, which then rippled into her kids' self-esteem, how they managed their emotions and the goals they set for themselves. I had the vision that by helping this one mom, she truly could change her family, which then ripples eventually into changing the world. I'm even getting chills just saying this to you. It was so cool. I truly believe that that is the power of focusing on you. We just lose sight of that sometimes. So here is what you need to do. Here are my quick tips for you. The first thing is redefine fun mom, remembering a few things, remembering that quality over quantity time is key. 10 minutes of a bedroom campfire, like I talked about yesterday, before cooking dinner versus all night of autopilot and half listening to your family is way better. Or 10 minutes of that bedroom campfire versus nothing, but then on the weekends, you're going balls to the wall and you crash at the end of the day. Quality over quantity. The next is that being present beats perfect planning and extravagant events. Just be there physically, mentally, and emotionally for your kids. Third, shared joy, like you actually having fun and being there and your kids and your partner, creates deeper connections. Your presence matters just as much as your kids. So really be there. Don't just plan the events to plan the events. And lastly, model that passion and purpose for your kids so that they get to witness it. I love tangible tips. So here are a few more for how to actually go about this so that you can be the fun, passionate mom while following your own dreams. The first, choose daily non-negotiables for both your dreams and your family. I was actually just talking about this with my private client today. We chat through Voxer and we had to cancel our private call because she has a snow day. And she was like, I have all of these things to do. And so I told her to come up with her non-negotiables by asking the question, what would I feel good about accomplishing today? At the end of the day, when all is said and done, what would feel the best about crossing off my list? Sometimes it's going to be writing a few pages for your book or for school or doing that thing for work. Other days, it's going to be showering or playing with your kids. There's no right or wrong answer here, but it's just about being intentional. Next, plan buffer time between your activities. I like to set my expectations low as a mom. That has gotten me very far. I know that things will take longer than expected. There will be meltdowns throughout the things. I won't get everything done. And the worst is when I'm trying to do it all and I'm running late. Like that just spikes my nervous system even more. So buffer time helps with all of that. And third, design backup plans for the tough days, for the really tough days. This is like my plan C days or my bare minimum days. This was me yesterday. I took Griffin to his 4-year checkup and I did not expect there to be any shots for some reason. I just didn't think ahead, I guess. Griffin needed 3 shots, which did not go well. He was just in pain and upset and sad, angry and moody and a little bit dramatic too. And the plan was to go from what I thought was going to be a quick doctor visit to daycare drop off. But I was like, I cannot drop him off at daycare like this. Like he will be a disruption. And so I kept him home, which I was just going to keep him home for like 30 minutes, but it ended up being the full day. And I had a full afternoon of calls and work. So I asked myself, what is the bare minimum that I can do today where I would feel good about doing it? Back to the first question. And also I just can get through today. And it was a TV day for Griffin. I propped him up in front of the TV, got some toys out for him. I had a private call scheduled and she was so gracious. She also has kids. And so when Griffin came in about 10 minutes left on the call, he was sobbing his eyes out because he wanted me to help him play with one of his toys. She totally understood. But yesterday was one of those bare minimum days. Let's get to your final homework assignment. The one question I have for you is to list 3 ways pursuing your dreams could make family time more fun or could help you feel different as a mom. If this is hard for you to think of, share 3 ways that you hope doing this, meaning pursuing your passions and investing more time and energy into you, would change the way you feel on a day-to-day basis or just in the grand scheme of things in a big picture. We have covered so much this week. You've learned how to prioritize your day and your mind and your life without guilt, how to make time for joy, how to set kind boundaries and ask for help without feeling like a burden, how to create meaningful memories and bridge being a present mom with following your dreams. And ultimately, I hope you've discovered that being a fun present mom while following your dreams are not mutually exclusive. But knowing what to do and actually doing it are 2 very different things. How many books have you bought or free trainings have you signed up for that are so good, but then you don't actually do anything from it? Actually doing the things that you learn is so different, especially when your saboteurs are running the show subconsciously. 95% of your thoughts and behaviors are subconscious, by the way. That's where I come in. Through my coaching programs, I help moms transform their mom guilt, mom rage, and overwhelm into peace, calm, and joy on a day-to-day basis. I help them actually enjoy being around their kids, even if they are having meltdowns, while building their dreams, and finally follow through on what matters to them, and remind them that things do matter to them outside of being a mom, as you hopefully understand from this week's challenge. As you heard earlier in the episode, I'm offering both of my private coaching and self-sabotage detox program at the pre-sale prices to help you out as a thank you for participating in this series, but only through next Friday, December 13th. After that, the prices go up and will not be as low as you see them right now ever again. Click the link in the show notes to learn about both of those programs, plus a free saboteur coaching call, and to answer the homework question, as well as the rate and review podcast form that gives you 5 bonus points towards earning one of the 2 $500 coaching credits. Yes, 2 of you will be winning that. So click on the show notes to go find all of those resources. And if you're not sure what is right for you, or you want to chat about something that I've covered this week, shoot me a message on Instagram at Samantha.S.Says. I would love to help you choose the path that's right for you, and also just to chat with you and see where you're at, what season of life you're in. Don't go another year feeling stuck between motherhood and your dreams. You can have both, and I would love to show you how. I love you guys so much. Thank you for participating in my Beyond Mom Mode series. Hey there, before you go, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to truly feel present in your life and have something for yourself that lights you up and brings you joy, don't forget to also go ahead and sign up for Beyond Mom Mode through the landing page if you haven't already, to unlock 3 bonus resources that are absolutely free. You'll get access to my How to Start Journaling guide, which you will quickly see is way more than just journaling gratitude, and it'll actually help you tap into your emotions and feel better. You'll also get 100 journaling prompts based on emotional goals. And finally, you will get my breakthrough blueprint. This is 5 steps to breaking through big emotions so that you end with a full journal entry that is filled with understanding, hope, validation, and action steps to get what you want. And that's not it. You'll get 3 exact blueprints so that you can see how to use it through personal feelings with the examples of overwhelm, self-sabotage, and communication. I've never bundled all of these resources together before, and never for free. If you go to my website, you'll find some of these for sale. So go snag them at the link in the show notes if you haven't already, because this all expires on December 13th. So go snag them. Thanks again for listening, and I can't wait for you to tune in tomorrow.